you got backpacking, you got self-guided tours, you got her tours, he tours, she tours, we tours, I tour, you tour, we all tour for I tours. I'm just saying, too many tours. It's confusing, but I am here. I am here to break it all down for you, mama girl, so you know what you're doing before you're doing it, so you're not surprised when it happens. You ready? Come on in here, let's talk. Mama girl, welcome back. If you do not know who I am, let me introduce myself. My name is Jamie, and I am an independent IntelliTravel travel agent, and this is my channel. Listen, mama girl, my goal each and every day I wake up, each and every time I come on this platform, is to help mama girls just like you plan authentic, one-of-a-kind adventures for their family from start to finish, from prep to land. Hits the name of the channel, Prep and Land. So listen, thank you for joining me today. So listen, go ahead and grab your water, go ahead and grab your snack, grab whatever you are eating and snacking or writing notes or whatever you doing it on, honey, go ahead and grab all of that, because today I have some more information, some more tea for you and your whole community, because I am not a gatekeeper and you all deserve to know. What are we talking about today? I will tell you, honey. We're talking about all the types of tours. Yes, all the tours that you can do for you and your family. So go ahead, come on, go get your stuff, come on back in here and let's get to conversate. And foremost, mama girl, when I say tour, we need to define it, because not everybody knows what a tour is. Let me not act like I want to say people know what tours are. But just in case you don't, I'll give you the Google definition, and then I'll give you my definition. Are you ready? Okay. So the Google definition is a journey of pleasure in which several different places are visited. Wasn't that nice? That was a beautiful definition. I like the way Google did that right there, but I'm gonna say it again in the tone in which Google gave it. You ready? A tour is a journey for pleasure in which several different places are visited. Now, what that means in Jamie terms, honey, that means a tour is somewhere where I'm going, walking, exploring, having a good old time, making memories, learning about the culture of the place, learning about the history of the place that I am touring, and making that memory with my family or whoever I'm with so that I can tell it to the world when I go back home. That's what a tour is to me. Now, whether you like Google's tour definition or Jamie's tour definition, as long as you understand what a tour is, we good. So you good? Wonderful. Now, in saying that, there are several different types of tours. You have backpacking, you have self-guided tours, you have guided tours, you have private tours, you have group tours. We're gonna talk about all of that. So you ready? Okay, let's go. Okay. First and foremost, a backpacking tour. When you envision backpacking, I want you to envision mountains. I want you to envision becoming one with nature, because that is exactly what backpacking is, okay? It is going in the nature, going off grid, if you will, and exploring wherever you are. So if you are in the mountains, if you are in the valleys, if you are on the beach, if you are in the desert, it's exploring nature, going off grid. Okay, that's what I want you to think when it comes to backpack. Now, the next types of tours, I'm gonna pair them together, is self-guided tours and guided tours. Let's talk about the difference between guided tours and self-guided tours, because people can get a little confused here. So with guided tours, I want you to think of a tour guide, a knowledgeable individual who will show you around the area that you're going to. They will give you history, and they'll give you culture, and they'll give you art, and they'll give you facts galore. They'll throw up knowledge on you for you to understand what you are looking at, for you to appreciate what you're looking at, value what you are looking at in that time frame that you have exploring that location, okay? A self-guided tour is the exact opposite. It gives you an opportunity to form your own opinions, to figure it out on your own, if you will, about the history and the culture and the art and all the different things about the location that you are exploring. So there's pros and cons to both of it, right? Because guided tours, you have that history, that knowledge right there in front of you, and they're throwing up that information for you. However, guided tours, they are limited as far as time constraints. You'll notice with a lot of guided tours, you won't be able to explore on your own as much as you would, say, if you wanted to do a self tour. You'll probably be at a location for maybe like an hour or two, depending on the company that you choose and the location that you're going to and how long that they have allotted for that particular area that you're visiting. Whether with the self-guided tour, you're kind of doing that on your own. So if you want to spend all day at the Taj Mahal, then honey, spend all day at the Taj Mahal, because you can. It's your own pace. It's your own itinerary, if you will. You're creating that. So that's the difference between guided tours and self-guided tours. Another thing I want to touch on, Mama Girl, is the difference between group tours and private tours, because there's a lot of confusion here too. So with group tours, two things can happen. Either you can have a group tour where you're with a whole bunch of random people and y'all are building relationships together, making memories together, exploring these wonderful locations. Or you're with a group of people that you know and love, and y'all are doing the same thing of exploring these locations together and building all these amazing memories together. Those are the two different types of group tours. And that one group that I was talking about, where it's the people that you know and love that y'all been rocking and rolling with all your life, that can also be considered a private group tour. So it just depends on the company that you are going with and what they classify that particular group as. And private tours, when you think of private tours, I want you to think you and maybe another person, y'all, maybe like you and your husband, or you and a friend, or you and your child, y'all exploring the location, just yourself and the tour guide. That's what a private tour is considered in a lot of tour companies. It's just you, maybe another person or two, and y'all exploring the location yourself. Not big enough to be a group, but small enough where you don't, and small enough and exclusive enough that you are not with other people that you do not know, and it's just you, the tour guide, and wherever y'all are going. Okay. So that's the difference between private and group tours. That's the difference between self-guided and guided tours. And that's the difference between a regular tour where you're exploring like cities and towns and backpacking, where you're in nature, you're off grid, you're doing things off grid. So in saying all that, all the backpacking and the guided and the private and the group and the solo, all the things, all of those are different type of land tours. Now, I don't know if you knew it or not, which is why I'm putting it in the video, because I care, and you know I am not a gatekeeper. You can also make these tours happen on your cruises, on river and on ocean cruises, okay? These are called cruise tours, and we love this for you. And there's also tours that you can include like train rides in too. Honey, they do it all. These companies do it all, and we love this about all of them, okay? So yes, you can also have a cruise, and then say if you want to go to Alaska, I know like Carnival and Royal Caribbean, those different brands, they have Alaskan tour, cruise tours, and I think that's the only one. I could be wrong. I want to say I'm wrong, but the one that's coming in my brain right now is the Alaskan tours, and that is pretty much where you're going to Alaska. You're exploring in Alaska before you do your cruise or after you do your cruise. So if you're doing it before, you'll fly up to Alaska, you'll do the land tour for however long the land tour is, and then they'll take you to the cruise ship, and then you'll take the cruise ship back home, And if you do it reverse, you'll take the cruise ship up to Alaska, you'll tour Alaska, and then you'll fly back home. So whichever one you do, whether you do it the one or the other. And the same thing applies with river tours. Now, river tours are more, they're a little different in that with river tours, it's a combination of getting on and off. You're not having to travel to the destination. So you're not in the ocean traveling to the destination and then you get off the ship and never get back on it. With river tours, you're coming on and off the ship constantly. It's a constant thing, like a daily thing. You'll explore the land by day. You'll come on the river cruise at night. They'll take you to the next destination while you're sleeping. You wake up in a new different location. You get off, you go explore that, and you can explore that for however long, and then you come back. So it's more on and off than it is with a ocean cruise. And honey, these train tours are amazing too. Honey, Rocky Mountaineer, I don't know if y'all know that company, Rocky Mountaineer. They have a tour that I want to put my parents on. I mean, I want to go on it too, but I want to put my parents on it because they love train rides. We took a train ride up to Washington, D.C. Last year for my cousin's graduation. She graduated from Howard University. So we took a train ride up to Howard and they loved it. And I want to put them on this train tour because it is so beautiful going through the Alaska. They have it all over the place, but the one that I want them to go on is in Alaska, where they go through the forest of Alaska. It's beautiful. But it's the same type of concept too. So you'll tour the land and then you'll get on the train ride. The train ride will take you to a different location. You tour that location and then your trip is over. You fly back to wherever you came from. It's beautiful. It's a different vibe to just be able to not just do the touristy stuff, but to learn about the history of a location, the culture of a location, and be able to do that through touring. It's just beautiful. And that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I don't think people understand and really appreciate the value of a good touring company. And I don't think people really understand and appreciate the value of a really good tour trip. The two, a good touring company and a good tour trip is wonderful. Not only is it fun, but it's educational. It's humbling. It makes you see things in a different picture, which is why we're talking about it today. Now, listen, I done told y'all a lot of tea about a lot of tea. We talked about the different types of tours. We talked about the different tours in general, between land and river tours and sea tours and train tours, and we talked about that. I do want to shed, before I let y'all go, I do want to shed some light about the different touring companies. We're not going to talk about all of them. I'm going to give y'all two that I personally am planning on traveling with, and I enjoy them because they're very detailed. They're very focused on making sure that you have a full submersive experience. One of them, actually both of them, I think I talked about both of them in videos past, but I'm gonna highlight them again because honey, they just that good. Now with touring companies, you'll notice that there are some touring companies that go all over the world, and then there are some touring companies that are centralized in one location. Now I have two. The two that I'm gonna talk about, one of them goes all over the world and one of them is centralized, so you can see the difference. Now I will say that both of them are very detailed. They're very detailed in what they do. They're very, they care. They care about making sure that you actually understand the culture and the history and all the things when it comes to these tours that you are taking with them. They aren't skimpy by any means. They're different in that one of them goes all over the world and the other one is just centralized in the one location. So it's a different experience for sure. Both of them are amazing companies, and both of them are amazing examples of the different types of companies that are out there for you to explore your touring experience with. Okay, the first one is CIE Tours. Now, I've talked about them. I love them. Honey, they are centralized. This is an example of a centralized touring company. So you'll only see CIE Tours in Ireland and Italy and Scotland and England and Wales. You only see them there. When you think of tour companies like this, I want you to think mom and pop, cozy, welcome you into my home type of experience. That's the type of experience that CIE Tour gives all of their clientele. It's definitely a more rustic, a more deep down in the culture type of experience. And what's cool about CIE Tours is that not only do you get the private tour experience if you want to, you also get the group tour experience, both where you can have where you go with a whole bunch of strangers and where you can have it with you go with people that you know and love. They also do a guided and self-guided type of experiences. Now, they'll help you with the self-guided. They'll give you options, and then you'll pick the options that you want, and then you'll go and do the things. With the guided, it's more like, this is the itinerary, this is where how we're doing it, and then you'll go that way. So either way, they cater to all type of group styles, which is why I love them. I'm looking forward to going to Ireland with them, and I'll definitely let y'all know when I do. But that's why I love them, because they cater to all different styles of tours, and they are a real down home mom and pop, come in here, let me give you a hug type of experience, and we love that. Okay, another tour company that I want to shine a light on that goes all over the place is Adventures by Disney. Now, I don't know if you knew about them, but I'm gonna tell you about them today. Like I said, they go all over the place. They go to Asia, they go to Africa, they go to Central and South America, they go to Europe, North America, all over the place. Did you hear me that time? All over the place. And I love them. So, you know, Disney, when you think Disney, you think of, the Disney parks, and you think of the Disney characters, you think of a fantasy world experience when you think about them. However, with Adventures by Disney, it's a complete 180. The focus is not necessarily Disney itself. The focus is the location. The focus is the destination, giving you a combination of popular tourist attractions and giving you the deep down in the cut that you wouldn't have known about had you not gone with them experiences. So you get the best of both worlds. It's not cookie cutter. It's not the generic touring experience. It's a combination of the touristy stuff that you would expect to see, that you would expect to experience when you go on a tour, and the stuff that you wouldn't necessarily expect to experience. And what I like about both of these companies that I'm highlighting today is the tour guides that you get are very knowledgeable. They're knowledgeable about the area that they are in. They have a goal of you learning as much as you can possibly learn in the time that you have with them. They care about how you are eating. They care about where you are sleeping. They care about the experiences that you are getting. You are not sleeping in some old uncomfortable, some old sketchy foolishness. You're not eating the food that you would eat back home unless you want to. But it's a full cultural experience that is safe, that gives you, your family, a whole adventure. That's it. That's all. That's all I have for you today, mama girl. I know it was a lot. It was a lot of information, a lot of good information. Now, if you are saying, you know what, I feel like the whole world needs to hear about this, I agree. I am in full agreement with you, mama girl. Go ahead and share it. Share it with the people in your community, because we are not gatekeepers. We are not. We share it with the world so the world knows. Yes, yes, yes. Share galore. Share galore. And if you are saying, mama girl, you know what? I need some inspiration, some motivation. Some, I need to know, honey, where am I going? Because I don't know. You can head on over to my website. That's www.preppandland.com. Again, that's www.preppandland.com. There, you'll be able to get some travel inspiration and be able to see what deals are happening this month. And you'll be able to see different knickknacks and paddywhacks and give the dogs their bones. All of the things as it relates to travel is over at that website, www.preppandland.com. As always, mama girl, thank you for joining me today. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. And remember that I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, because we do not have time for that. It's no more time. So don't just exist. Live, honey. Live the life to the fullest. I love you, mama girl. Till next time. Peace.